This podcast is brought to you by Men's Tea Clinic. One visit can change your life. Men's Tea Clinic offers a variety of men's wellness programs to help you meet your goals and keep you as strong as you've ever been. Call 972-GO-MEN'S-TEA today or visit menstclinic.com. That's menstclinic.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Opening day. At this moment, every fan from every team feels exactly the same way at the exact same time. Like anything is possible. And on Arena Club, home of the original Slab Pack, you can rip open that feeling anytime you want. All the excitement, the hope and anticipation, the love of the hobby and love of the game is right there in your hand. Have an opening day every day. And let the chase begin at arenaclub.com.
Let's make today better with the G bag of the day into the Pimp Cup. Here's Lucius.
Yeah, come on, Rocker. That's a great lead in. I'm not mad at that. But if I ever meet this brother, we're not shaking hands. We're dapping it for sure.
I don't know if
you just got finished licking them joints.
Elbow.
Yeah, he might give you a little elbow. I don't know what you. You see your fingers as tasty. Like, look at these joints. All right, this is G bag of the day. We do it every day at 5:30. If you see anything floating out there, it could be anything. It could be two people arguing, a crash out, something real funny, maybe a viral video of some sort. Send it to me at Lucky Lucius P on social media. That is Lucius, L-U-C-I-O-U-S, Alexander. You can just call me L-A, Lucius Alexander on Facebook. You can follow us all if you find G-Bag Nation on Twitter. All right. Hoo-ah, hoo-ah, hoo-ah. Day two right here for this champion audio. This young man just joined the military. Hoorah to him. Shout out to you, sir. He's off to a slippery start, though. He fumbled a swear in a comedy way.
After me, I state your full name.
I state your full name.
Jeez.
Say your actual name.
I, Deontre Doshawn Wilson, do solemnly swear.
That I will support.
It gets more painful to listen to every time.
Say your real name. Just say your name. Okay, very good.
You should repeat after me, though, right?
Yeah, that's pretty tough right there, man. I'm glad he made it in. I'm glad he made it in.
So is his family.
Just follow directions from this point on, okay,
yes,
son?
Yes, sir.
All right, we're leaning on you. 4 years, baby. Come on.
You can do
college
it,
sir. Paid for. You get that down payment on a crib.
You can do it, sir. Hang in there.
You can do it. You can do it.
After me, I state your full name.
I state your full name.
Oh, goodness.
I state your full name. All right, let's see here. What else we got? Boom. Looks like it's about to rain out here.
It does. Yeah, it is getting really dark, Lucius.
I like the vibe. You guys been watching Wimbledon?
Yes.
The tennis?
Yeah, it's been quite. We had a retirement yesterday. We
I
had
have
a
to.
Peck injury there.
Yeah. I have to. I've been watching it a lot. You ever wonder what a blind guy hears when he watches tennis? All that. There's a blind dude right here went viral for explaining what he hears when he watches tennis.
Okay, wait. What were you doing?
Well, I was just going to show you what a blind guy hears when tennis is on television.
Okay, let's see it. Let's
hear it. You gotta close your eyes. You have to close your eyes. You can't watch.
Okay.
Okay. That's what a blind guy sees when tennis is on.
That's really good.
That's really his.
It's really
very
good.
Yeah. That is really
the squeaking
good.
Squeaking and everything.
The squeaking and hitting the mouth.
Yeah.
Can't even do it.
That was a real talent right
that
there.
Was. Yeah, it's pretty good, man. Hey.
You play like the French Open where they play on clay, you get that slide.
Oh.
You get that hit slide.
Oh, yeah, that's when the doll was awesome, man.
Yeah.
Chick-fil-A managers, they're never mad. People that work at Chick-fil-A Their workers, they're never upset. They always tell you, have a good day and everything, whatever, no matter how much problem you give them.
My pleasure.
Mm-hmm. So I don't know what these girls did to make this Chick-fil-A manager so upset.
I will call the police to remove you if you do not leave.
No, you can you are call not them. You're the,
you're
the way father. I you
have a great day.
Boy, get out. Go. Yeah.
Look at him. Look at him. Can't even slam the door. This is crazy. In Chick-fil-A.
Wow.
He said, have a great day.
Get out.
No, you can
you're
call
not
them. You're the,
the
way
call
I
them.
You
have call
them.
You have a great day.
Boy, get out.
No. You can have a great day.
I love that, dude. That is as mean as you'll ever hear in Chick-fil-A
ever.
Manager and or employee right there. That's phenomenal. Times. We do have our resident Chick-fil-A manager in the building, Zach Walchuk, the Willy Bully. Never seen a Chick-fil-A crash out, have you? Never seen a Happy Walchuk.
Just behind the scenes.
Behind the scenes. Maybe a little CFA.
I bet behind the scenes are crazy. There's probably a punching bag back there somewhere with all that aggression they have to walk around with.
But not behind the counter.
You got to blow off some steam.
Yeah, you got to do something. All right, this guy right here, he has a whole... Instagram page where he's like trolling businesses.
Ooh.
This one right here is a car dealership that he keeps calling over and over again to the point where it looks like the car dealership called the police on this man.
Uh-oh.
And he went to press charges. So he calls as the police.
Oh my goodness.
Trolling. It's pretty good.
Andrew speaking. I'm going to help you.
Good afternoon, Andrew. This is Detective Dodge Durango with the Passat Police Department. How are you doing today?
Dodge Durango.
Oh, I'm doing okay. But just so you know, that guy calls here still every day harassing us. Is there an update on him at all?
Oh, well, sorry to hear that, Andrew. Yes, actually, so we do have him in custody. We're just calling to see if you guys want to move forward in pressing charges.
Yeah, I mean, I think without a doubt we want to press charges,
Okay, so I guess then just to move forward, we just need a couple things from you guys to do so.
All right, that sounds great. What would those things be?
Okay, so first and foremost, we're just going to need you to put a girl on.
You might be literally at the bottom of the genetic pool. All the stupid people, all the people in this world, you might be at the very bottom. I'm going to seriously take you.
Put a girl on.
You to the-
I'm going to take you.
Put a girl on.
Did he say Detective Dodge Durango?
Dodge Durango.
The Passat Police Department?
This guy just believes it. What an idiot.
Put a girl on.
That is crazy.
That's
put
really
a girl
good.
On is crazy. Woo. Let's see what else we got. I got time. I get this in out the way. This is a filler, but it's kind of long. It's for Broadus. I'll play it tomorrow. Well, no, you guys are going to be out, right?
Shell Shack.
We'll be at Shell Shack.
Shell Shack. Yeah.
Henderson.
When you guys step out of the studio, I'm always eating shells in here, too. Sunflower seeds.
Oh.
Probably not the greatest of snacks for radio.
Flavored ones?
Salt. Yes. Okay. Salt me up. I like the Davids.
The baseball player.
Classic, dude.
Yeah. I used to like the Frito-Lay, the green bags.
Yeah.
They did something different.
Oh, no.
They went to somebody else's farm or something. They stopped putting the steroid in it or something.
Not
something
different. Too small.
Put some MSG in my joint. Go fee up. We got some. Nah, I'll wait for it.
All right, very good. Is it your one-time champ, the military swear-in fumble? Is it what a blind man sees when watching or hears when he's watching tennis? The rare Chick-fil-A crash out or the Instagram troller? I think I'm going to go with the IG troller right there. Lucius, what say you?
A military guy fumbling it.
Okay, here we go. One-to-one.
Stumbling.
Walchuk.
I'm going to go with blind tennis.
Blind tennis. Wow. 1-1-1. Broadus.
Blind tennis.
Blind tennis. There it is. 2-1-1. And your brand new G-Bag of the Day champion will replay that champ tomorrow at 2:20 and have a new batch of contestants at 5:30 tomorrow as we broadcast live from Shell Shack in Dallas off Henderson from 2-7 with Cowboys Crown Royal jerseys to give away. Back into the Pim Cup. LA Live on a Toxic Tuesday.
It's a Toxic Tuesday. Let's get into it right after the great Rick James. Watch the rain fall.
Well, all right, you squares.
It's time you smoke. Fire up this funk and let's have a toke. It'll make you dance to some of everything. Everybody get high.
Story time.
I'm about 5 hours away from Charleston. I got a show tonight.
Oh. Problem is that I'm starving. If I stop to get something to eat, I'm definitely gonna be late. All I got is a cheeseburger, and it's very cold, that I got from McDonald's about 3 hours ago. And I was gonna throw that away till I start thinking to myself, don't throw that cheeseburger away. Don't throw that cheeseburger away. Cause I've got 5 hours left. I'm gonna save it for myself and not throw that cheeseburger away. Cause I've got 5 hours left. I'm gonna save it for myself.
Let's go.
And not throw that cheeseburger away.
That man is undeniable right there. That is the great R. Kelly singing about a damn cheeseburger, damn, bro.
Okay, I was thinking that dude sounds like R. Kelly, and here we are.
That
wow.
is R. Kelly singing about a cheeseburger. Undeniable that guy is. 100% a pedophile. Mm-hmm. 100% a pedophile. Might be like top five pedophile of all time when it comes to talent.
No question.
Oh, my gosh.
Oh, yeah. Beautiful voice.
Top five pedophile right there.
I smell a top 10 list.
Top 10
pedophiles.
Yeah.
Who are the top 10 most talented pedophiles?
R. Kelly got to be up there at number three. He's got to be up there at number three. This is LA Live for Tuesday, July 8th, 2025. It is a toxic Tuesday here in LA Live. If you can't tell, welcome in Tolos. Today's content will be toxic, but please do not shoot the messenger. It's just the way of the world at this point. There's toxicity, and I say no. I don't want to no. Yeah, sorry about that. By the way, my roommate used to use that as his wake-up song in the Navy. About 5 o'clock in the morning, you hear some System of the Down. Yeah. Wake up! Yeah. Wake up! You want to? You want to? He introduced me to the System of the Down.
That's an
for 5 o'clock wake-up.
Yeah, all-time powerlifting leg day song. Okay. But as a wake-up song,
that would be jarring.
That's psychotic.
Yeah, it was insane. I didn't know that was the way it did. But yeah, that's heavy rock. And don't let it be a PT day when we have to get up and work out earlier. Mm. It's 4 o'clock in the morning. Wake up! That and Rage Against the Machine, man.
Yeah.
Speaking of Raging Against the Machine, I raged against the machine today. And this one right here helped me out, bro. We supposed to do the cardio after. Hold on. I got to bring that back. You do the cardio after the workout, right? That's what I've been doing.
100%.
Cardio after the workout. Sometimes if you kick your behind during that workout, it's going to be real hard to get the cardio done, right?
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Mm-hmm. It was hard for me. I had my head down. I was walking over to that Stairmaster, and I was doing the farm little walk joints during the workout, too, so my legs were already cooked. Looking at that Stairmaster, and just randomly, this song came on my playlist. I put it on there a long time ago, but I don't. I had no reason.
Right.
It got me through it, bro.
Oh, yeah. That'll put a little pep.
Men, are you ready to feel unstoppable again? Join me at Men's T Clinic to become stronger than ever with the experts on men's health. Men's T Clinic's dedicated optimization tools are designed to help you meet, maintain, and elevate your total wellness goals across key areas of men's wellness, like hormones, weight, muscle mass, movement, and sexual wellness. It's individualized and comprehensive total wellness through Men's T Clinic's method, and it's yours for the taking today. 5 DFW locations, flexible hours, and affordable plans. Call 972-GO-MEN'S-T today or visit mensteclinic.com. That's Men's T Clinic. Clinic.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Opening day. At this moment, every fan from every team feels exactly the same way at the exact same time. Like anything is possible. And on Arena Club, home of the original Slab Pack, you can rip open that feeling anytime you want. All the excitement, the hope and anticipation, the love of the hobby and love of the game is right there in your hand. Have an opening day every day. let the chase begin at arenaclub.com.
Put your step. That'll make you reconsider leaving the gym entirely and just punting on cardio.
I got another one in me.
Killing it, Broadus. I feel like I was in the Village People or something.
Yeah. Energy level skyrocket.
I was killing it, dog. Hey. Hey, LA Live is sponsored by Greystone Roofing and Construction. That is greystone-roofing.com. Here's a quick way to get yourself added to the sex offender registry. Two youth baseball coaches have been fired after they stripped naked and went streaking at a 12 and under baseball tournament, y'all. 12 and under baseball tournament. These fools went streaking, took all this. They took the skivvies off and everything.
Lady coaches?
Stark naked. No, some dudes. It was some dudes for sure. The coaches are from Lake Bluff, Illinois. Lake Bluff, Illinois. Lake Bluff, stand up.
I wonder if
stand
they,
up, Lake Bluff.
I wonder if they won a tournament and they told the kids they'd do it.
Yeah, it had
and
to be
it was
something.
A bet. Come on. It's like, get a tattoo. If we win this thing, we're going to get a tattoo.
We're streaking naked.
Yeah, it had to be something.
Very 1970s of them.
It's not clear what motivated the coaches to get naked for the creepy stunt, writes the New York Post.
Okay.
It happened in Cooperstown there, Broadus, in New York. So that's where, like, the Little League baseball happens, right?
Well, that's
that
Williamsport, right? Or is it
Honestly,
Cooperstown is the
– Cooperstown's where the Hall of Fame is.
Yeah. Oh, okay.
But the Little League World Series in Williamsport –
is that somewhere else?
Oh, is it Williamsport?
That's weird. I don't know.
That's weird.
I was never good enough to go.
Yeah, me neither.
Anyway, one of these videos –
yeah, it's in Pennsylvania. Yeah, yeah, Williamsport, Pennsylvania.
I bet you they won a tournament and they bet the kids they would do it. Kind of a thing.
Just, well, they got themselves fired. Still and there's video of this.
Yeah,
you should have took that. With the, who? What? Another 12-year-old, you get naked and you could have kept your skivvies on at least.
Yeah, man.
And then one of the coaches slid to home plate head first.
Yeah. What?
Buck naked.
Oh.
It's gonna be a lot of scrapage. Oh. A
lot of scrapage, bro. That's road rash right there.
Oh, yeah.
These are certified nut jobs.
Yeah. Let's go to the CBS Chi-Town for the quick report right here.
Children can be heard laughing in this video, which
I bet
shows
they can.
Two men nude, one sprawling over home plate at a New York baseball field.
Wait, is he naked?
The video circulating online shows the men on the diamond bearing it all in the presence of children. Last weekend at the big Cooperstown tournament,
here
the
go.
Coaches, for reasons unknown and caught on this video, decided to go full Monty on the field.
Full Monty.
What?
Hey, that's going to be this big. This is going to be the reporter's big break right here.
Yeah.
This is an all-time story to cover.
That's a viral story.
Hey, you should have seen the real video. I looked at the whole video. The reporter disgusted by these guys.
He was disgusted. He got
he
sent
was
to
totally
do
totally disgusted by these fools.
Was he mad at the guys or mad at the newsroom for sending him?
I don't know which one it is.
Just
he was not feeling the vibes.
They do not want his career to succeed.
Yeah, they threw it over to him, and he was not peppy about it. Yeah. LA Live 105.3 The Fan. But you think them fools gonna catch some charges?
Oh, yeah, dude. Yeah.
You got naked in front of kids
right.
at a 12 and under tournament. Yeah,
there's no coming back from that.
You might lose your job and your house and everything all because you did a butt naked slide at Cooperstown, New York for the Little League squad.
Yeah, this is how you're remembered forever.
God. Man, one decision, bro.
One decision.
It's so slippery out here. Pause.
Now you got the red dot on your house.
Now you got the red dot.
Like, who wants to hire that person?
Now you got the, you know, you got the weird stuff.
Oh, man.
Yeah. All right. Moving on. You guys want to hear something really toxic?
Yeah.
You ever seen the Twilight Zone movie?
Oh, not the movie, but
not the movie.
The real,
I have not
the real
seen
one.
The movie.
Rod Sterling?
The one. You want to see something really scary?
Yeah.
Yeah, man, this is toxic right here. Have y'all heard Coach JB from Last Chance U on Netflix?
Yes, sir.
Okay, this guy is famous. He was talking about Sophia Cunningham's comments about the WNBA expansion cities.
Okay.
Remember, she was not feeling Detroit, Cleveland. Mm-hmm. She was like, we want to go to Tennessee, Nashville, Miami, bitch. Like,
What are you talking about?
Listen to Coach B's toxic ass respond to this. His co-host tried to talk him off the ledge a little bit, but Coach B was on one.
How about I just shut the f*** up?
Oh,
like, bitch, play f- sports. You're getting paid to play. I'm so.
Just remind you of Fred a little bit.
Yeah.
Remind me of Fred.
Oh, yeah.
Remind me of Fred just a little bit.
How about I just shut the f*** up? Like, bitch, play f- sports. You're getting paid to play. I'm so f- tired of hearing your f- rant about this f- prima donna
they
ass.
Ask a question, Jason. What are you talking about?
Are they on vacation, Smitty? Or are they getting paid to play?
The media asked her a question. Hey, Sonny, what do you think about what are your thoughts on the expansion of the league?
These broads, homie.
You only said he's a
one. Oh, you hit his man?
Broads,
you make 70 grand. You're entitled. That's your job, homie.
You really are. You might be sexist, bro. No, I ain't gonna lie. You might be. No.
I'm tired of these enabled homie, who think they're on vacation and have to go to a pretty city. Homie, you're getting paid to play, homie. Suck it up or go work at Walmart then.
Ooh.
Out of here with your sad story, homie. I got
nowhere.
I got homies living in cars. I'm worried about this bitch. And she want to go play in Miami? Her. And guess what? Guess what, by the way?
Here
the
goes.
Three woke cities that added WNBA. Detroit, Cleveland, and Philly. Guess what? Liberal. It's weirdo f***s walking around with their d***s out protesting against Trump.
Wow.
Oh, my gosh.
That's an all-time. Is an all-time rant right there.
I do think, his co-host obviously has worked with him enough to where he's like, he definitely is sexist. When he was out on Mina Kimes, he does have a thing about, like, females.
Having an opinion.
He's got a lot.
Females having an opinion.
It's like, just shut up and do your job.
Guy? How dare you?
How dare you talk on TV about sports? You never played?
Was it that Dan Dockage guy? You ever heard him?
Oh, yeah. Yeah,
is he nasty, too?
Well, he just rants on, like, that new show that the ladies are on that they have.
Vibe ESPN.
Check. Vibe Check. Is that what it's called?
Oh, yeah, okay. Yeah. Vibe Check. Yeah, with my girl on there. L. Duncan.
L. Duncan's host of Vibe Check or Vibe, whatever it's called.
Yeah, I turned it on just to give it a click. I haven't, I haven't turned on the volume.
This sure. Dan
just look at L. Duncan. All you need. I give you a click.
It's like the Kardashians back.
He went off on those ladies.
Dockage did? Oh,
yeah, he's
man,
like,
I want to hear that.
I worked with one of them, and they're all idiots. You know what I mean?
Oh!
I mean, literally, he did.
What's my man's name again? So I can write this down real quick.
Dan Dockage.
Dockage.
Dan Dockage. Come to the front of the class, Mr. Dan Dockage.
Radio in Indianapolis, I think, is where he's at now. But he just went off on that show. I'm like, bro.
I'll be looking that one up.
Yeah.
I'm looking at one. I appreciate you putting me onto that. Yeah, Coach B needs to join him. They need to have a little simulcast podcast together.
He ain't dropping the F-bombs, but he is saying some stuff. You're going, whoa.
I think his show is literally called Don't At Me with Dan Dockage.
Oh, okay. So this is what he does. He rage baits.
Yeah. Okay. I'll DM you the link that I believe it's to here. It's a YouTube link.
Okay. Hey, don't get mad at me over this toxic content that I'm playing. It's just the way the world. Just the way the world, y'all. It's just the way the world. Man, LA Live 105.3 The Fan, Toxic Tuesday. You know what was really, really toxic that I was put onto this morning?
What's that?
I have some more toxic stuff here.
Wimbledon?
I'm sorry. I love watching Wimbledon. I do. Comedian Corey Holcomb, 51-50, stand up. I've seen him a few times live. He's really funny. He's considered pretty toxic by some. Considered a goat by others. In fact, he's... your comedian's favorite comedian. How about that? You know what I mean?
Oh, yeah. Bill Burr.
So he's got some respect for you. Right. Bill Burr, yes. Yeah. Yes, loves Corey Holcomb. A lot of people love Corey Holcomb. Anyway, he makes songs from time to time. And this one got past me. But I got put onto it today when I was talking to my brother. And he was like, yo, I was playing this song. Have you heard it? It's called Shelter. Corey Holcomb. He made this a few years back.
Shelter.
This is toxic. This is toxic.
If you have faith, you can go anywhere and find your way. Ain't no doubt. Everybody out there who believes in the true God understands what I'm saying.
Okay.
I ain't scared of nothing because God has put people out here to save me from all situations. D.O.B.'s.
D.O.B.'s single mom will always provide shelter for me.
Do you hear what he's saying?
The obese single mom.
Hold on. You cleaned it back up. What did he say?
The obese single mom will always provide shelter for me. Is that not right?
What? No, that is exactly what he's saying. That is crazy. That is so toxic, bro.
The obese single mom will always provide
shelter. Hey, he's coming to October 3rd through 5th. He'll be at Addison Improv.
That is crazy.
The obese single mom will always provide shelter for me.
Oh my God.
he's not wrong.
The obese single mom will always provide shelter for me.
This is crazy, bro.
It's catchier than I want it to be.
Oh, it's so catchy now. It's going to be in my damn head now.
They never say no, huh?
The obese single mom.
Oh my God, that is so toxic.
It's a wicked talent.
Before we get out of here, speaking of baby mamas, Chuck E. Cheese.
Great
Chuck E. Cheese is launching a new adult focus spinoff. It's called Chuck's Arcade.
Okay.
They're trying to catch the older demographic.
Quality pizza, games.
I like the pizza. Yeah. Now, it's been a while since I had it, but I've always liked Chuck E. Cheese pizza.
It still holds up, bro. Okay. We hit it from time to time, and it's like, dude, even the cheesy bread is on point. Like, it's really the real deal.
Okay. Yeah, the venue will have retro games like Galaga. Mortal Kombat, Halo. Yeah, they're trying to catch you late Gen Xers, millennials.
Well, Donkey Kong action.
Are y'all going to pull up to Chuck's Arcade? Hey, then meet me at Chuck's Arcade. We're going to have some beer, some pizza, and play arcades. Or is this like, I got the kids.
It sounds a little David Buster's.
That's what I'm saying.
Yeah, it is a little David Buster's.
Are we trying to compete with Dave and Buster's? Yeah. That's a big entity, Chuck.
Like, we're not really filling a need here, unless you are just going old school games that Dave and Buster's does not have.
I don't know what we're doing here, Chuck. Like, I see you moving.
Or you have better prizes for the tickets you pay for.
Okay, the prize counters will have vintage-style merch. Okay. Whatever that means. Like, t-shirt, old-school stuff?
Better, yeah.
Okay.
Like, give me a concert t-shirt if I, like, get skee-ball really well. Yeah.
Chuck E. Cheese concert piece with the gorillas and stuff? Or is that showbiz? Is that...
Yeah, I think that's the showbiz.
Dang, sorry.
No, but because I'm trying to figure out if I'm an adult and I want to do something like this.
Yeah.
Am I going to go to Chuck E. Cheese or am I going to go to one of the other ones?
You going to go to Dave and Buster's or the entertainment, whatever it's called?
Main event.
Yeah.
Main event's popping.
How's the food at Main Event? Is it?
I really can't say
it
on
once. It was a long time ago, and it was fine.
It was fine.
I wouldn't say like, oh my gosh.
I don't
gosh,
need fine. I need
delicious.
Better than that because I'm spending a lot of money at those places.
Yeah, you are.
Dave and Buster's is pretty good. You get a nice little burger at Dave and Buster's, which reminds me, there was a man that saved up 160,000 tickets.
Tickets.
Wow. To get a PS5 at Dave and Buster's.
Dude.
My man paid $20,000 for a PS5, bro.
Worth it.
The obese single mom will always provide shelter for me.
All right, my name is Lucius Alexander. I'll be black tomorrow. Love, willing to the creek don't rise. That is my time. I'm out of here. Peace. Holla and all that.
Thank you very much, Lucius. LA Live every day at 5:40-ish. It is really pouring out there right now. A lot of people texting about the Chuck E. Cheese pizza conspiracy. Yeah, I've gone down that rabbit hole as well.
Something's wrong?
I think that they mix and match some pizzas. They're kind of putting old pizzas together with other pizzas to fill them out, reheating, and there's some stuff going on. But hey, you know, pizza's pizza, baby.
They find a way to make it taste good. I do know that.
Just kind of, it is what it is. All right, let's do around the bases. Coming up on the other side, shall we? Grading the Rangers' last few drafts, and is this a red flag or is this genius? That's next in the nation.
Men, are you ready to feel unstoppable again? Join me at Men's T Clinic to become stronger than ever with the experts on men's health. Men's T Clinic's dedicated optimization tools are designed to help you meet, maintain, and elevate your total wellness goals across key areas of men's wellness, like hormones, weight, muscle mass, movement, and sexual wellness. It's individualized and comprehensive total wellness through Men's T Clinic's method, and it's yours for the taking today. 5 DFW locations, flexible hours, and affordable plans. Call 972-GO-MEN'S-T today or visit menstclinic.com. That's menstclinic.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, Swift Rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit DollarShaveClub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.